that's kind of our agenda for today. We'll do a very quick intro and then we'll hand it over to Alert Logic. We're going to be talking to us about their intrusion detection and prevention systems in Azure. Hopefully that's going to be interesting for you guys. But before we go there, I would just like to do, like last time, I've done a little survey. I want to know where you guys are from. So if you don't mind, just telling, let's see, clear, okay. All right, so if you guys want to just tell me where you're dialing in from, I want to know where our audience is. Hence the, there's some good evenings there or good end of days, certainly. We'll give it maybe a few more seconds and then I'll be moving. All right, so I'll be getting back to my PowerPoint right now. Okay, so, and after we've spoken with, and feel free to ask the questions as we go, but at the end I'll unmute the audience and you guys will be able to ask your questions. So Azure networking, you guys, if you're here, you probably know what it's about. I'm gonna do a quick wrap up. Virtual networks, that's kind of the base component on which you built your virtual machines. You bring your own IP address space, and this is on those virtual networks that the solutions of Alert Logic are going to be installed, and actually on virtual machines, and they will talk much more details about that later. But that can serve, you know, this virtual network being accessible from the internet and from your backend connectivity. We've talked extensively in past episodes about these connectivities, so I won't get into the details here. But just as a reminder, you can hop on our network in any of those 36 express route locations. And some other locations as well for what we call our national clouds. We have one for that, that was our commercial cloud. So that's all over the world. And there's our national clouds like US government, Germany and China. So anywhere on those different locations, we have co-locations where you guys can hop on our network through either one of these partners that brings you to these locations, or you could use any of those, any carriers that you're using right now to get to a colo. And we have some colos, Equinix and Cologix, certainly are popular ones here in America. And there might be others. So, and what we'd like you to see you doing is actually create and build your virtual data center in Azure. We love when you do that, of course. But we think it's very makes it very efficient for you as well. But maybe not if you do it kind of in this way there, where you would have multiple deployments and you would duplicate all those deployments across different virtual networks, right? If you look at the one on the left and the one in the middle and the one on the right, you could have like three different line of businesses come to you and say, well, to the IT department and say, hey, I'd like to bring this workload in Azure. And maybe they're going to say, okay, well, that's going to take a domain controller. That's going to take whatever monitoring, intrusion prevention detection systems, firewalls. And then you would duplicate this over and over and over again. And then you got this rogue buddy on the right that just doesn't listen and or doesn't come to see IT and builds their own thing. And that's unsecure. And you definitely don't want that, right? So VNet peering is one of the key elements that does unlock that and make that scenario much, much easier, where you could actually centralize with virtually no performance hit all the centralized infrastructure, like the firewalls, like the intrusion prevention systems. You could have this all deployed once in a central VNet, and you could share the gateway that lives on that virtual network to head back on premises. So you can save costs there by having just one centralized security stamp and one gateway instead of multiple gateways. So that's kind of the very quick story of Azure networking. And we've got quite a few partners in our virtual ecosystem. And Alert Logic is with us today. We've had other sessions with other guys. Feel free to take a look at the archives for this. And now, awesome.
Hey, sorry about that. Thank
no
you for
worries.
Your patience.
Over to
pleasure
you.
To be here. Yeah, thank you. We're really excited to be here, really excited to be speaking with you. As Olivia mentioned, we do have solutions that do intrusion detection, web application firewall, and other solutions that help protect environments on Azure. We're going to go over those today. I'm joined by Peter Bombach, who's a solutions engineer, and he's actually going to demo the deployment and kind of show you a little bit on, around our console to show how we collect and analyze security incidents. Jason Giddens, who's the manager of the partner and platform solutions and engineering team, is also here with us today. So if you have any questions, please feel free to put them in the chat window. I know this is, you know, a technical audience, but I'm going to quickly just go over a little bit of what Alert Logic does to help set the context. We're a little bit different than traditional ISVs because we actually deliver our service as a fully managed service. And so this includes the technology products, which we'll cover today, but it also includes a managed security operations center. So we have analysts that are actually doing the initial incident triage and review. And, you know, about 3 years ago, we re-architected our solution to deploy into cloud environments. And that's really been the growth catalyst for our company for the last few years. Mid-market customers or smaller entities who don't have the security expertise in-house will sometimes outsource that to us completely. And then larger companies who may have an InfoSec team or security operations center often still bring us in to help us bridge between the app dev teams that are driving these cloud initiatives and the InfoSec teams who are still responsible for managing the existing infrastructure and then building out new policies specific for cloud. Now, the reason we've had a lot of success is because security in cloud is a little bit different. And a lot of the existing security products may have challenges moving into the cloud. They may not be as easy as deploy or fit into the DevOps frameworks that a lot of organizations use for their continuous pipeline. Trying to maintain a perimeter around a cloud workload, it can be done, but it can be challenging if that workload uses auto-scaling or scale sets, or if there's a lot of ephemeral infrastructure. And then finally, web applications, some of the traditional security products don't really focus on that area. And this is important because according to Verizon's breach report in 2016, web app attacks is the number one threat vector. This includes SQL injection, cross-site scripting. These are the tools, or these are the types of attacks that bad actors are using to get into to customers' environments. And with a cloud, these are particularly susceptible only because a lot of workloads that move to the cloud are publicly facing. So they are at risk. They are exposed to these types of attacks. The graphic on the right there is also from Gartner, and it just basically highlights that the spending, IT security spending, has not kept up with the types of attacks or the changes in the threat landscape. So for every $24 spent on security, only one of those dollars is really spent to secure against web applications. This is also important because if you look at the shared responsibility model for cloud computing, and this is published by Microsoft, the application is completely up to the customer or the partner managing the environment. It's up to them to secure it. Microsoft spends over $1 billion on security, and a lot of that includes hardening the underlying infrastructure within Azure and securing the physical data centers. But the application level controls, those are still your responsibility. And so what that means, like, and this is just another view of kind of the same stack. This is a slide we use to just try to make it a little bit more concrete on the areas where Microsoft is providing security built into the platform. So these are areas you don't have to worry about. Those are in the blue boxes on the left. But everything to the right of the blue boxes are areas where you either have to work with a partner or, you know, bring in a security solution or develop these best practices in-house. So the orange boxes are the ones where Alert Logic can help you meet those requirements. Now, the way we do this is we actually have a combination of technology, which, again, Peter's going to go over here in a little bit. Our Cloud Defender Suite includes a web application firewall, a log management product, and Threat Manager. Web Security Manager is the WAF, Threat Manager is the IDS, and Threat Manager also does vulnerability scanning. And these products essentially deploy into your environment. We do focus a lot on protecting cloud workloads, but these can deploy into on-premises environments as well. It's just a virtual appliance that's essentially doing network and application level monitoring within your environment. A lot of the value that our customers get comes from that value, that box on the right, and that's the ActiveWatch service, which is included as part of Cloud Defender. And I mentioned this earlier. So we layer a security operations center on top of the sensors that we're deploying into your environment. They're reviewing the events that are happening in your environment and verifying that they are not false positives. And if we find a particular issue at that point, that's when we'll give you a call or give the partner managing your infrastructure a call and let them know that there's been an incident and coach them on how to remediate it. We're also developing our own threat intelligence, and this includes, we subscribe to many popular threat intelligence feeds. We develop our own security content, and we're really putting a lot of focus around those web application attacks. Now, this includes using machine learning and other tools to become better at detecting attacks like SQL injection. And Peter's going to be able to explain a little bit more about that as we go through the demo. So the outcomes that we're effectively trying to deliver to your organization are continuous reporting on vulnerabilities and configuration flaws. So we want to make sure that your environment, which in the cloud can be very dynamic and change quite frequently, is always patched up to date and is secure against commonly known threats. When we do find an issue, our SLA is to notify your organization within 15 minutes. And at that point, you're then responsible for remediating the issue, but that's an area where we can help coach you through that. We do have an inline product that Web Security Manager or WAF that can be tuned to do blocking as well. So we can block specific attacks as they come up. And then finally, a lot of our solutions do help address specific compliance requirements, and that can be around log retention and review, the daily scanning, and having security tools in place. Now, here's a very basic reference architecture on how we deploy into a Microsoft Azure environment. And effectively, every VM we deploy an agent on, and that agent is sending all the log data back to our cloud for further analysis. The agent's also mirroring all the network and application level traffic, but it's sending that to the appliance that's deployed in the VNet. And so we're offloading that work to the Threat Manager appliance, so that's not taking up cycles on the host. In this particular deployment, this is using Azure SQL, which is effectively a PaaS service. And we can collect those logs as well and pull those into our environment for analysis. So we're basically using a bunch of different data points, the network level data, the application level data, and the log data to figure out, to monitor your environment and figure out if there's been a compromise or a breach. In a more typical three-tier application where you're using VMs for the database tier, we're just installing an agent on those VMs and collecting data in the same way. In this reference architecture, you would need to use VNet peering to effectively allow those segregated groups to send the data to our Threat Manager appliance. But this is another configuration that's popular where the security products are kind of put in a separate VNet versus within the VNets that a business unit or app dev team may be managing themselves. Just to go through a few of these slides real quickly, our solution, we do have an ARM template available, so the automation can be built in deploying those as part of a broader application development deployment. So if you're deploying a full stack, you can deploy our appliance as part of that. We also have agents that can be deployed using DevOps tool sets. This is a very lightweight agent. Again, it's just effectively registering the VM with our backend and then connecting to the local appliance to send the network traffic data. And then finally, another area where we collect logs are around the Azure activity logs. And these are effectively the control plane logs where all of the actions that are happening via calls from Azure APIs are collected and managed. So when you configure a network security group, that initial configuration is captured in the activity logs. So we help collect these logs to make sure, and we can review these to make sure that those configurations are correct. And we could potentially identify the presence of an APT, an advanced persistent threat, if we see these configurations changing or if we see privileges escalating in the environment. So again, as far as our Cloud Defender suite, we're effectively gathering a lot of different data. We're managing those agents and appliances to make sure that we have a good idea of what's going on in your environment. Now I'm going to turn this over to Peter so he can kind of get a little bit deeper on what the product actually looks like, how it deploys, and what it looks like in the console.
So Peter, are you able to take and control and present your screen?
Yeah, let's have a quick conversation. Yeah, it should be popping up in just 1 second here.
It is loading here.
Okay, great.
It's there.
Perfect. All right, so my name is Peter Baumbach. I'm a solutions engineer here with Alert Logic. And so I'm gonna really expand on what Vince has been talking about and really take a look at how this all looks in action. Really the two components that I'll talk about are, you know, just an overview of the deployment. You know, what does it look like to actually put this into an environment? You know, what are the steps? The good news is that's pretty easy to do, and we've got a lot of automation around that as well. And then I'm going to dive into, you know, what does it actually look like to have a day in the life with Alert Logic? How, you know, Vince mentioned that we're looking at all these different data points from network data, from an IDS technology. We're collecting log data. We've got WAF technology that's monitoring the environment. And the cool thing is that all those different disparate security technologies all roll up into one workflow that Alert Logic is monitoring. So let's take a look. So how do you actually deploy this? Well, once you purchase Alert Logic, the appliance is available in the Azure Marketplace as a bring your own license. So that is pretty straightforward to do. You just go to the Marketplace, you pull up the Alert Logic Threat Manager, BYOL. We can see that it's got some information here about the suggested deployments and the suggested appliance size. So then we just need to get it now, continue, and then it's going to take you to the Azure portal, and you can deploy it in whatever architecture that you need to, like, you know, just regular, put one appliance in each VNet, or Olivier and Vincent were talking about, that you can put it in its own VNet, and you can do VNet peering in order to get all that data over to the appliance. So how do you get that data again? Well, that's going to be utilizing an agent. So those agents are available. We download those out of the Alert Logic user interface. And as soon as you deploy the appliance and those agents, we're going to be configuring those to your account to make sure that, that we are protecting the environment. So I'm going to jump now into the alert logic portal. So we can see here that we have the appliance that has shown up. And we can see that we've got, in this case, we've got four agents that are connected to it. So an agent would be on each instance that is deployed. Now, the way that we're able to automatically detect and configure the appliance and the agents to bind them to the proper account is by using an RBAC role. So we've got all the information here in the user interface that's necessary to do that. We've got all the role documents to create that new user and all the steps in order to do that. So once you've got that that role set up in the environment, you deploy the appliances and the agents on the devices, we are then protecting the environment. Now, okay, so that's great. So we've got the agents out there, we've got the appliances out there. Now what? Now, one of the biggest challenges in security is just managing the tools. There's lots of great technologies out there, we've got great technology as well, but that's not really why our customers come to us. Our customers come to us is because we are able to put workflow around that. We keep everything up to date, so we've got a dedicated research team that's developing content that is automatically pushed out. We have a correlation running in the background. We have a data sciences team monitoring the data. And no matter where we observe the security issues, whether that's we're seeing that in the network, we're seeing it in the logs, we're seeing that in web application activity, we roll that all up through one workflow. If you're a customer of Alert Logic, this is what you'll see. Instead of seeing all the raw information, millions of log messages, thousands of network events, we're correlating that and packaging all that information up into incidents that mean there's something that's impacting the environment. This is something that you need to be aware of. And a typical experience of a customer, of course, environments may vary, but maybe a single digits number of incidents in a given month. So instead of having to look at all the raw information, you just have to deal with incidents, and you've got the support from the Alert Logic SOC to address those issues and understand what's going on. We categorize them so you know if something's low or medium. You know, that's just, you know, you need to get to it when you need to. But for highs and criticals, well, that means that, hey, it looks like something is impacting the environment. It looks like this is a likely successful breach, or we've seen evidence of that. And we raise the threat level of that. We'll add in a phone call as well as a standard electronic notifications. So there's some questions about how we handle the notifications and what kind of integrations. So we do that through a couple of ways. We do it electronically via email, and you can also read those incidents via an API as well. So let's take a look at one of these, and let's zoom into a SQL injection attempt and how we can discover this within an environment. Even though it's web activity, there's a variety of different places where we can actually see that. So for us, we just care about detecting the attack, you know, and we'll use whatever technology makes sense for that. And SQL injection attempts can actually be discovered. We can see activity not just at the with a web application firewall technology, but also with IDS and log management. In this case, we're taking a look at some information that was sourced on using the network detection. And down below, we've got all the technical details. So this had a couple of hundred raw events that were associated with it. And this is all the deep dive technical information. We have the IP header information, our payload reconstruction. So you can see all the technical detail, but really, the vast majority of our customers are never getting into this information. What they're looking at instead is the notes, the notation here. So we can see we've got some automated notes saying we've detected the SQL injection, you know, from this IP address targeting the system within the environment. Now we can see here, we've got a 15-minute SLA. Within 11 minutes, our analyst has taken a look at this. They've looked at all that raw technical information. They're putting additional context in here saying that our data scientist team has correlated that with two other incidents that have happened in the past. So now we can see a whole trend and evolution of that. Now we're seeing an attacker. Hey, this is a concerted attack methodology. So we include this as part of the notes. We talk about this in a phone call for these kinds of severe incidents. And no matter what, you can treat the Alert Logic SOC as an extension of your security team. So if you have any questions about anything that's going on with the Alert Logic tools, or you've got another security concern, you want to know how it fits in, if there's any kind of custom tuning that you want to do, if you've got a particular security concern, you want to raise some priority levels on certain things, you've got full access to the Alert Logic Security Operations Center 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Now, we talked about how we use a variety of technologies to be able to cover the whole stack. So here we can take a look at this incident that was created. In this case, it was a recon type of an attack. But in a recon type of an attack, you know, they're looking for different attack vectors. And you can see here we list out everything that has been tried, including SQL injection. And down below, now we can see all of the web policy violations that have occurred. So we can see there's a whole bunch of stuff going on as part of this attack. So it looks like it's an aggressive scan. People are trying cross-site scripting, SQL injection, file inclusion, a variety of different things. And we can dive into more details on any of these web attacks. So you can see the full message of the HTTP response and other technical detail. But again, our customers really aren't going to this level of depth, but rather they are relying on Alert Logic to do this kind of analysis for them. And we can talk you through what's going on in the environment. Also, as part of Alert Logic's offering is going to be log management. So it's vitally important to be able to track what's going on within log data. You know, really, when it comes to getting security value out of log data, there's two big steps that you need to take. First of all, you need to be able to aggregate everything to one place. And there's a bajillion tools out there that'll allow you to do that. But the next part, really the hard, heavy lifting, is that you actually need to do something with those on a regular basis. You need to have a way to correlate on logs. So you need to be able to see ongoing activity. You need to have a rule set that makes sense. And you need people to actually review that and make sure that all that information is relevant. So that's what we do with your log data. We actually manually review it every single day as part of our offerings. So we run a series of reports against that data and we'll escalate things to look out of place. But then we're also correlating on the log data in the same way they're correlating on IDS data, on web application data. In this case, we're seeing a SQL brute force attack because we're seeing a bunch of failed attacks. Now, in this case, we're saying, hey, this is probably a configuration issue, but we want to make sure that you are aware of it nonetheless, because if this turns out that this is not expected activity, this could be part of an attack that is ongoing. Now, so you may still maintain full access to all of the log data. So if there's any kind of queries that you want to run on your own, you still have a powerful log management tool. And we've got a lot of pre-built reports that are out there. We have extensive parsing to make sense out of your log data. Right here, I just have a pretty straightforward report that's pulled up. And you can see that, you know, we've got, we're looking at Windows login failed messages. And then you can filter on and really highlight the aspects that you want to do. So right now we're looking at, zooming in what usernames are failing their logins, what Windows event IDs, and we can do analytics on this as well. So we can aggregate on this information and get a count of how many times, say, those usernames are failing their logins. So everything that I've been talking about really so far, this is all managed for you. So once you get everything up and running operationally, then we're monitoring the environment, and we're looking for security issues. And when those security issues happen, we alert you to them. Now, beyond all the managed components that we include, there's really another key technology that we include as well, and that's vulnerability scans. So the vulnerability scans are a little bit different than the other technology offerings that we have, in that this is just looking for potential security issues. So everything else, looking through the logs, looking at the web application data, looking at the network traffic, that's all being managed for you, and that's looking for ongoing attacks. Here with vulnerability scans, this helps you with your vulnerability management processes to indicate if there is any places where the environment could possibly be attacked. So we include three different flavors of the scan. We offer internal scans. Since we already have that appliance within the environment, we can run internal vulnerability scans, and then we can also run external vulnerability scans as well. So those external vulnerability scans come from the outside, and this way you get really two sides of the coin. It's important to be able to see what attackers could breach from the outside, what vulnerabilities they could see, but it's also important to correct any vulnerabilities that are only available internally. If an attacker ever does get through your frontline defenses, like let's say they gain access to a web server, you know, from there, how are they going to try and get into the database? Well, you need to make sure that you're protected on the inside, slow the attacker down, and make sure that that we've got the best chance of defending against that. So that's why you want to do both internal and external vulnerability scans. And then we're also a PCI-proof scanning vendor as well. So if you are subject to PCI compliance, then that ASV scan is fully included as well. So the scans are easy to set up. You're licensed to scan as often as you would like. So you can set those to run on whatever cadence, and then you're presented with the details of the output of the scan. So we give you an overview of what those vulnerabilities are. Here we've got an overview, and we tell you, say, okay, in this case, you know, you need to upgrade Apache HTTP to 2.4.25. And then we've got more information here, so you've got external reference links, et cetera. And then you can also flag these if something's, say, a false positive, or you have a compensating control, you can just add an administrative note in the system as well. We have a wide variety of reporting details or reports available as well. Since so much of this is being managed for you, it's really good to stay on top of things in terms of reporting. And we've got detailed reports. So if you need to roll up, say, all the incidents and all of the technical details, all the notes associated with those incidents, you can do that. But then you can also run executive summary reports. So if you need to kick something up once a week or once a month up to your boss, up to the CIO, to the CEO, they want to see what's going on and what's being done about it. You can run those reports. You can schedule those, and then you can have those emailed out to whatever recipients that you need. These reports are also available via webhooks too as well. So you can push those out in a couple of different ways. So, you know, those are really the key points that I wanted to show. It's really straightforward to deploy alert logic onto Azure. And from there, all the different technologies that we're using really become, really go into the background in terms of the workflow, because we're taking care of that effort for you. And we're escalating those incidents to you. When you have questions about it, we can go into whatever level of depth that you need. So those are really the highlights that I wanted to cover today. Olivier, did you have any other thoughts?
No, I think this is great things that you guys were able to show us. And it's kind of hard to show live attacks. So it's good that you had some reports and interesting information to show our participants. I will be right now. I believe of the IM was managed as we go. I will unmute the audience right now. So if anyone wants to get off mute and ask questions, now is the time to do so. It was just a question right now on vulnerabilities for Linux machines. I guess you guys have an agent for Linux, right?
Correct. We do have an agent for Linux. Zusei and Red Hat Enterprise Linux are covered, and we effectively will be able to scan for vulnerabilities for the last three versions.
Of these distros?
Of those distros, yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, the same goes for all of our incident detection as well. So if you're deploying Linux, you know, we're not just looking for vulnerabilities. All the same monitoring applies to Linux as well as it does to Windows.
In addition to finding vulnerabilities that are tied to the distros, we have the ability to look for configuration stuff to find if people are using OpenSSL. And at risk for Heartbleed, we would detect that as well as part of that scan.
Anybody wants to get off mute and ask a question to these gentlemen?
Yeah, I have a question. So talking about having this out of band, out of line. Do you have a way to interface with your product programmatically, like an API?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have APIs that allow you to do a couple of things. And the ones that most of our customers might be using are for certain automation tasks if you're spinning up new environments. We've got an API that allows you to do all the typical configuration tasks that you would do in the user interface. And then also in terms of the output, you can pull all of the incidents that are happening as well, so you can query the API to pull that information in as well.
Good deal.
Yeah, just to add on to that, we are managing the threat signatures that we keep on that appliance, though, and making sure that the appliance is healthy. So that's something that you don't have to do. And one of the things that we do as well is when you deploy our appliance, we ask that you give us an RBAC role that allows us read access to your environment so we can make sure that the hosts that are in that environment are protected. So we'll query ARM directly and build an inventory on our end and then look and see which of those VMs have our agent deployed.
Thank you.
I'm just going to take this back real quick just because we had some links to additional information. So if you did want to find out more about our solutions for Azure, here are some additional links. And then I highly recommend you sign up for the weekly threat report. I think a lot of our customers and partners see a lot of value from that just because that environment's always changing, and it's really hard to kind of keep up to date on what attacks are being used and how and whether or not you're protected against them.
Any more questions? Let me see. Oh, well, it seems like we're going to be getting back a few minutes off of our Friday. Thanks everyone for being here. Apologize for the technical inconveniences we had earlier on, and thanks for staying with us. So I'm hoping you guys get an awesome weekend. This session is or has been recorded, and we will be posting the recording later, I guess this either later today or sometimes this weekend or next week. So thanks again, guys, and see you guys hopefully in 2 weeks. I will be sending out the agendas soon. All right. Have a great weekend, everyone.